your homeschool days end up being a constant tug of war to get your child to complete their school assignments? It's a common issue for homeschool families. So let's think about some ways that we as parents can release the tension and approach our lessons without so much struggle. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. Do you end up playing tug of war in your homeschool? I certainly have on many homeschool days. Well, play is not exactly the best word for it because it's a real struggle. You as the mom start your lessons. Your child goes off to the bathroom and gets distracted. You get them back on track, start again, and they just start whining and complaining because they don't want to do school. You work through that, get started again. Next thing you know, your child is on the floor refusing to do anything. Before you know it, it's been 3, 4, 5 hours in your school day, and you haven't gotten anything accomplished. It's just been this constant push and pull between you and your child. You know, this game of homeschool tug and war might look different in our different homes, but the struggle's pretty familiar. You pull in one direction, your child pulls in the opposite direction. You both dig in your heels, determined to win. You've probably heard the parenting advice to choose your battles wisely, because as the authority, as the parent, if you choose the battle, you need to win. Well, I want to raise the question, in these times that we're battling in a game of tug and war with our children, is winning really our goal? Is that really what we want? Picture for a minute what a game of tug of war looks like. You've got two individuals at opposite ends of a rope, or two different teams on opposite ends, and they're both pulling with all of their might. They're digging in their heels, trying to plant their feet so that the other team doesn't pull them across the line. Well, if you, as the parent, pull harder and you engage this fight with your child and you win, what's going to happen to your child? They're going to fall splat right on their face. I don't think that's what we want to do to our children. So maybe we need to release this game of tug of war. But if we release it in the middle of the tugging, what's going to happen to our child? If we suddenly let go of that rope, they're going to fall splat, this time on their backside. I don't think we want to set up our kids for a failure of that sort. So I think that what we need to do instead is release this game of tug of war during the non-conflict times. Yeah, I'm reminded of some words that Paul said in his letters to the churches in the Bible several different times, where he said, you know, parents, do not exasperate your children. In Ephesians 6:4, he follows that up by saying, instead, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But in Colossians 3:21, he says, fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they do not lose heart. You know, I realize this is exactly what I do when I engage that tug of war, this push and pull, fighting my children to do their schoolwork. I tend to go the direction of exasperating them, of provoking them, responding in my own frustration, my own anger, and pushing them in a way that just feeds their frustration and their anger. And then eventually, they lose heart. They grow discouraged. They don't really want to try anymore. And so we enter the cycle of constant tug of war day after day. Well, if we're going to release this tug of war over our homeschool lessons, I think there's a few ideas that would be good for us as parents to consider. Number one, I think we need to remember to recognize the real enemy, and it's not our children. You know, this game of tug and war, we've set up ourselves against our child, and we've created a conflict that isn't the real battle. We need to remember that there's another battle going on. It's between us and the enemy of our souls. Satan wants to come after you and your children. We need to remember we're on the same side as our kids, and we need to fight our enemy together. How do we fight this enemy? Through prayer and through God's word. I think one way for us to start intentionally to release the tug of war is by starting our day in God's word and in prayer. Now, I realize that it's easy for your tug of war to start in the middle of a Bible study or a devotion or Bible reading. So let's keep this as a simple moment, a simple prayer to invite the Lord into our homeschool days, to ask Him to give us His peace with one another, to ask Him to fill us with the fruits of His Spirit so that we can walk in love and gentleness and kindness with each other today. Another thing that I think we as the parents need to remember is to manage our own emotions. You know, what I found in myself is I frequently just jump right into that childish battle with my kids. And I start acting with immaturity myself as I respond out of my frustration. I respond out of my own selfishness when the day's not going the way I want it to. I realize I'm often in this tug of war because I want my own way too. I've made a plan for today. I have an agenda. I have other things that I need to do once we get through these lessons. And so I get frustrated when my child doesn't cooperate. And then I respond out of my own emotions. So we, as the adults, have more maturity than our children. And we need to make the hard choice to be self-controlled. But we also need to remember that things like self-control and gentleness and kindness are fruits of the Spirit. You know, when I was in high school and a young adult, I thought I was a pretty kind person, and I think in general I was pretty nice. Then when I got married, I started to realize there were some things in my heart that I hadn't really seen come out in my words. Then I had children, and I found this whole other layer of what was really in my heart. And then once I started homeschooling, I discovered that there was a lot in my heart that I didn't really like. I didn't want to admit that it was true, but if I listened to the words that I was speaking with my family, I had to admit there were some things in my heart that needed to be cleaned. Well, that wasn't something I could do on my own. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to do His work. We need to confess the times that we're wrong. We need to confess those things to the Lord. We often need to confess those things to our children. When our words are hurtful, when we respond out of frustration and anger and selfishness, that's wrong. And we need to admit that. We need to confess that to the Lord. Ask Him to create in us a clean heart and ask Him to change our hearts so that we can live the way we really want to live with our children. So first, we need to recognize the real enemy. Then we need to manage our own emotions. And then we need to remember to parent in our current season. A lot of times our frustration with our children and that tug of war comes because we're trying to parent them in a way that either is ahead of where we are or a little bit behind the season we've already passed. You know, there are a number of different ways that people can kind of categorize different seasons of parenting. I like the one that divides parenting into four different seasons, where birth to age 5 is a season of discipline. 5 to about 12 or so is a season of training. 12 to 18 is coaching. And then after 18, it's when we can enter the season of friendship. We need to remember what's the main goal of the season, of where our children are in their development with their current age. And we need to parent where they are. Now, I want to offer a few specific ideas that might be helpful as you just try to think of a practical step you could take of how to release this tug of war. One is to somehow give your child some ownership over their school. Give them some choices. Now, there are many things that you as the parent know they need to do, but you can often give them some choices. If you were giving a toddler a drink, you might ask them if they want the red cup or the blue cup. You're not just going to ask them, what do they want to drink, and give them an open-ended decision where they're going to melt down because they want orange juice and you don't even have orange juice today. It's the same thing with our kids. You might be able to go to the library and pick out a bunch of books. Let them choose a couple that they want to read. There are a lot of different ways that you could implement this idea, but think, is there a way that you could give your child a choice? Maybe you know you need to do the math lesson, but they could choose where. Maybe it could be at the table, or maybe you could go sit outside on the back porch and do your math today. Just something to allow them to feel like they have a little bit of ownership in the way you're proceeding with your homeschool days. A related idea to that is to require less, but encourage them to do more. One way I've talked about on the podcast before that I did this when my boys were kind of elementary age is by playing bingo. We'd have a short list of things that had to be done for the school day. Then all the extra activities that I wanted us to do, I'd put on a bingo sheet and let them choose. They could do as little or as many of those activities as they wanted to. But the motivation of filling up a bingo sheet helped them take initiative to do some of these learning activities. Another helpful practical step is to be sure we have some open space and margin in our days. Often our kids are pushing back because we're pushing them with a schedule. We live in a time of culture when our schedules are overflowing with activities. We need to allow time for our children to be children. That's time for them to play, but it's also expecting that there will be times that they are going to push back on their lessons because we're still in that season of training. They're still learning how to do school. They're still learning how to focus. They're still learning how to obey. And that takes time. So we need to build in some margin in our days. Because if we have to get through this lesson in the next 20 minutes so we can move on to the next thing, because we have activities this afternoon and mom has a task list that she needs to get done and we're constantly pushing our children, we're going to find ourselves living in a continual state of tug of war. So maybe you can look at your schedule for this next week and see where can you open up a little bit of space. So hopefully one of these ideas resonates with you, and it's a practical step that you could take to release some of the tension of the tug of war going on over your homeschool lessons. The one step I want to leave you with today is just to choose one step. Think about one of these ideas that you can implement, something that resonates with you right now and where your family is in your current season. And then do it. I hope you'll join me next time as we can continue thinking about ways we as homeschool moms can cultivate restful hearts so we can care for our families well. Until then, I pray that God will give you peace and discernment to know when and how you can take a step to release the tug of war and the tension so that you can enjoy your homeschool days in peace.